The World Bank estimated that the world economy will grow by 4% in 2021. It thinks China's GDP will expand by 7.9% and America's and the euro area's by around 3.5%. The good news was tempered by the fact that by 2022, global GDP is still expected to be 4.4% below pre-pandemic projections. The report stressed that COVID-19 vaccination programs, including in poorer countries, are essential for the health of the global economy. Announced 3 years ago to much fanfare about being a transformative moment for the healthcare industry, Amazon, JP Morgan Chase and Berkshire Hathaway quietly shelved Haven, a joint venture they set up to lower staff healthcare costs. Haven promised to pool technological solutions to provide cheaper insurance, but each company will now work on its own in-house projects instead. Fiat Chrysler Automobiles and Group PSA, the owner of Peugeot, sealed their merger more than a year after it was announced. The new company is called Stellantis and will list its shares in Milan, Paris and New York. Like its rivals, Fiat Chrysler recorded an acceleration of sales in America in the final months of 2020, which will be a bright spot in the forthcoming dismal annual earnings from car makers. Tesla also delivered more cars than had been expected towards the end of the year. It fell just shy of its 500,000 target for all of 2020, which is still up by a third on 2019. British Airways obtained a £2 billion, that's $2.7 billion loan, underwritten by banks and backed by the British government's Export Credit Agency. Until it pays back the loan, BA will not be allowed to pay dividends to International Airlines Group, its parent company. Just when passengers need them most, emotional support animals are to be banned on American Airlines, the first big carrier to follow a ruling that says the animals can be treated as pets and barred from the cabin. Dogs for disabled people are an exception. Airlines are contending with a rising number of requests from customers to travel with their animals, which have included pigs, turtles, squirrels, and peacocks. One former Google employee took her bunny in business class to Tokyo. Neil Young became the latest rock superstar to make a mint from selling the rights to his songs. Hipgnosis, a music investment company, paid a reported $150 million for a 50% stake in the Young catalogue.